I want to talk first about the causes which led me to leave the reservation. I was living quietly and contented, thinking and doing no harm, while in the Sierra Blanca, and people began to speak bad of me. I should be glad to know who started those stories. I was living peaceably with my family, having plenty to eat, sleeping well, taking care of my people, and perfectly contented. Sometime before I left, an Indian, Wataskay, had a talk with me. He said, "They are going to arrest you." I paid no attention to him, knowing that I had done no wrong. And the wife of Mangus, Huera, told me that they were going to seize me and put me and Mangus in the guardhouse. And others said they were going to arrest me and hang me. So I left. I would like to know now who it was that gave the order to arrest me and hang me. I was living there peaceably with my family under the shade of the trees, doing just what General Crook had told me I must do and trying to follow his advice. I was praying to the light and to the darkness, to God and to the sun, to let me live quietly with my family. I have several times asked for peace, but trouble has come from the agents and interpreters. I don't know what has passed to happen again. Now I'm going to tell you something else. The Mother Earth is listening to me, and I hope that all may be so arranged that from now on there shall be no trouble, and that we shall always have peace. Very often there are stories put in the newspapers that I am to be hanged. I don't want that anymore. There are very few of my men left now. They have done some bad things, but I want them all wiped out now, and let us never speak of them again. What is the matter that you don't speak to me? Why don't you look at me and smile at me? I am the same man. I have the same feet, legs, and hands. And the sun looks down at me, a complete man. I want you to look and smile at me. I have not forgotten what you told me, although a long time has passed. I keep it in my memory. I am a complete man. Nothing has gone out from my body. From here on, I want to live at peace. While living, I want to live well. I know I have to die sometime, but even if the heavens were to fall on me, I want to do what is right. I think I am a good man. I never do wrong without a cause. There is one God looking down on us all. We are all children of one God. God is listening to me. The sun, the darkness, the winds are all listening to what we now say. To prove to you that I am telling the truth, remember I sent you word that I would come from a place far away to speak to you here, and you see us now. If I had done bad, I would never have come here. Now what I want is peace and good faith. Well, we have talked enough and sit here long enough. I may have forgotten something, but if I remember it, I will tell you of it tonight, or tomorrow, or some other time. I have finished for today, but I have something more to say by and by.